Yeah, we'll start off with a pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll start off with the public hearing. First we'll do a roll call.
Let's see, who do we have? Dave Pacillo?
Yes.
Jim DeCristina?
Here.
Leon Dodge?
Here.
Gene Finster?
Here.
Right? Very good. We have our form.
Okay, the public hearing is for the application of Fuel Fuels for construction of an ADK fuel, food and fuel convenience store in the Schuyler Business Park. The public have any concerns or questions about it at all?
Do you want to start out by having the applicant just give an overview?
I can do that. I get over back here. Hi, my name is Jerry Stucci. I'm representing Buell Fuels. We constructed Adirondack Food and Fuel down in Frankfort. Going to be a similar concept. This is going to be a little bit more of a convenience store than a truck stop, but it's still going to have separate diesel facilities to service the business park. We are looking to get going as quickly as possible. We're excited to start serving the people of Schuyler, and we are ready to get approval and get rolling. I don't have to describe a convenience store to people because you all know what it is. We're going to have a strong footprint in the food area. You'll have a lot of different prepared food options, food on demand. We're really focusing on that to try to expand some of the offerings around here. And that's really our main goal, to offer the citizens here some more opportunities to dine and gas and grocery. So. Questions?
Anybody have any questions?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are the entrances and the exits going to be for going into this place? Is it going to be on Route 5? Is it going to be on Newport Road? Where is it going to be?
No.
Drive-in Road?
John? It's on Drive-in Road, not on Newport. It's in the Schuyler Business
Park. Oh, it's going to be out at the Industrial Park?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This isn't the other thing that they... No.
I'm not sure what you mean by another thing, but...
I guess I'm at the wrong meeting. Okay.
Is there going to be overnight truck parking?
No.
Okay.
No overnight?
No. Anyone who needs to park overnight will be sent down to Adirondack Food and Fuel in Frankfort. We have Frankfort has the trucking amenities there. The showers, the extra... parking spaces and whatnot, and we didn't want to crowd up a business park that's really green with trucks idling and stuff. So what we did is we just said they're already idling down there. We're going to send them down to Frankfort to be overnight.
So, another question. What about all the homes on the street? All of us are on Wells, and with all the fuel being so close, people will spill fuel every day, run off.
Well, supposedly the tanks are, you meet all the requirements.
It is in the tanks I'm worried about. People spill gas.
You mean spilling gas and stuff in the parking lot?
And being that our wells aren't, all of our wells aren't deep. They're only like 20 feet, so all the groundwater runs off, which will end up pushing it right into the wells.
City water's available.
I shouldn't have to pay for city water. I have a perfectly good well there. I actually just had it tested. It was perfect.
Okay, I'm just making the
point. Appreciate
city
it.
Water is available.
So where's this place going to be? Where the tanks are? The tanks are on the ground there right now.
How far would the tanks be from where they're filling their trucks up to where this residence is? Anybody?
It's way across the street. Now we're at an angle up near the corner. I don't see it ever getting on there.
Don't they put liners down?
Of course.
I know it.
in the township.
Like I said, I'm not worried about the tank. I'm actually worried about like the runoff. We are downhill.
Is there any kind of liner they put down under the ground where the trucks are filling up?
We have to apply for petroleum and bulk storage permits from DEC. If you think you guys are difficult on regulation, you have to have a little conversation with the DEC people. These tanks are brand new, ultra modern, triple walled fiberglass.
Yeah, but he's concerned about filling when you're filling your tanks. Trucks up.
So in all honesty, and I know this isn't really open for debate, it's a public hearing to hear the comments and take them and review what the people have said. However, you know that there's automatic shutoffs when things happen like that. These are all state-of-the-art facilities. We're not dealing facilities from anymore in the 70s. Everything is looked at from every agency. Nothing would be set up that didn't have all the fail safes involved there.
I'm sure truck drivers don't want it to run over the price of it.
Right.
Do you have your stormwater prevention plan to show them does it make you feel better, Mr. Otis? I think you see the stormwater, that's what I think you're looking at.
Yeah, I was just kind of wondering if they had any runoff plans.
Do you have any runoff plans to show him?
You have all of those, and you should make that available to anybody that wants to see.
We don't have them tonight. Do you have them with you, by any chance?
I have it on a...
Why don't they have it? You have it. You've been given that.
Oh, I don't have more than that.
I think we got them in the last one.
Yeah. It's the last meeting.
Okay. Dave, can I say something?
Yeah.
Once again, as we've done every other project in the Schuyler Business Park, we work with Delta Engineers to approve everything that's done. They're working with their engineering department now and the DEC to make sure everything fits. There is a stormwater runoff plan. There has to be something like that for anything that we build in the park. Nothing is different here. I'm not really sure why Mr. Triple thinks there's something different here, but there's
not. I'm asking if you had a plan.
Well, we always have to have a plan to move ahead. I think you know that. You've been involved with every other project.
Yes, I just want a plan to show Mr. and Mrs. Otis.
That's up to you. You have all of that.
Do you have it now?
Yeah.
Would you like a copy of that?
Please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are there any
other
questions? I guess no other questions about it from the public hearing. We'll go ahead and consider a motion for resolution to confirm the lead agency.
First, you need to close it.
You're going to close it before you do the resolution?
Yes.
Okay. I make a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll second. Who made the motion?
Jim and
Can't talk about that anymore. Go on to someone else.
Okay, now we'll make consider a motion for resolution to confirm the lead agency status.
I'll make a motion to be lead agency.
Okay.
Hold on. You said that who made the motion?
Jim and
you mean I second that?
He second.
Alright, just a roll call. Dave Fasillo?
Yes.
Jim DeChristina?
Yes.
Dale Dodge?
Yes.
Gene Finster?
Yes.
Dan Tripoli?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now I'll make the motion to approve the January 3rd, 2024 planning board minutes or any additions or corrections.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Yes.
I'll second.
Who said?
Second.
Any additional old business?
I want you to bring up.
Any new business? No? Okay, anybody make a motion to close the planning board meeting?
I got something to say. I was wondering if there was a possibility that the planning board might be able to meet next week to have another meeting in regard to Buell Fuel. We have a open seeker and it does need to be closed and a negative declaration made. And there were some additional issues that we just had to review and make sure everybody's on board with. I don't think Buell Fuel should have to be held up for another month on their project. So because this was an administrative issue, would there be a night the planning board would be available? Possibly next Thursday evening or?
You need five, right?
Yes, yes, Dan.
As long as all of us can make it.
Yeah.
You want it Wednesday?
Wednesday's the board meeting, so that
you want it after that or no?
I was thinking maybe a Thursday night.
Yeah,
that's fine. John, would that give the idea enough time to prepare?
Yes.
Stooch, would that give?
Yeah, we'll get together as soon as we need to get together.
Mr. Zambrelli would be okay with that?
We're good.
I think that would be good. That way, the administrative issues that are left open could be resolved, and the board can make a decision. So maybe next Thursday, 6 o'clock?
Okay.
Could that go, could the chairman vote on that, having a special meeting?
Next Thursday?
A motion.
Second.
Okay.
Oh, Jameson.
I got it.
What's it? It's what, the 15th? The 15th, right?
15th at 6 o'clock.
Okay, so next Thursday at 6 o'clock. We will meet.
They left everyone know letters from the DOT that's the council.
Okay, well, there's no other business. We'll make a motion to close the planning board meeting.
Did anyone read the letter that you guys, I believe, wrote? Did you want that read out loud or no? The letter that you guys wrote to us?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Is there anything we can do to accommodate you guys?
Is there any way to put like a no Jake break sign there? I mean, because they wake us up. I mean, they don't need to come in that fast.
You can make a loan.
Yeah, what can we do, Anthony? Because it is a town road. Is there anything we can do? Can we put signs like that up?
I drive a tractor trailer. There's no reason. No reason for a Jake break over there.
Is there like a speed limit sign we could lower it to like 15 or
That'd
something?
That'd be great, because they do.
I can check.
I saw one the other day, a box truck came in around that corner and almost went over.
I believe that.
They just fly through there. And we got grandkids that come over sometimes, you know, and trying to ride their bike. I mean, that's impossible, except on Sunday. But, you know, I just wish the speed limit would be lowered.
How do we do that for the town road? Is it through?
That would be through the
be
town.
A study with the county?
Yes, the town clerk writing a letter. I'll speak to her tomorrow.
Driving and rolling.
Really isn't a lot of road there. Really go any faster than 50 miles an hour.
They shouldn't. They shouldn't, but they do.
The beginning of the race, you'd be surprised.
Okay, any other business comments? Okay, we'll make a motion to close the meeting.
Make a motion.
I'll start.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry,
thank you, everybody.
Do you get the other one?